Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shalom, family. Welcome to the Israelite Way of Life, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. I am Elder V. It indeed truly is a pleasure to be enjoying and participating in another Shabbat with my Hebrew brothers and sisters in the scattered four corners of the earth all around the world. It's hard for us to get together in the synagogues and temples as we used to, so we utilize these airwaves, but most of all, our hearts, minds, and spirits in remembering that this day is Kodesh and set apart as we awaken as a people and come back to these commandments. This is not all about someone trying to convert you or you saying, I'm not Hebrew, I'm not Israelite, I'm not this or that. What we're trying to do is help you to understand that you are a part of a nation, because this is our culture. And these are the commandments and laws that were given to a people to cause them to be set apart. And that's what this show is, this lesson, this teaching on the Shabbat is designed for. We don't do current events and topics and the hood and what everybody else is doing on this show. Although there is a lot going on in our world, we want to dedicate this particular time to the awakening of a nation of people and coming back to their culture and understanding that it's not a Bible for all people and all nations. No, it's a documentation. These scrolls were a compilation of the sojourn of a people given to a people for a people. And we are to participate in the festivals, the feasts, the laws of the Most High if we want to be his called out people. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all manner of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. Strengthen the people today, Father. Give them the joy that they need in the midst of whatever they're going through. Most of all, give us the time of refreshing that we need. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Hallelujah. We have people that listen that understand the Sabbath and they're participating. We have people that are still trying to understand what this is all about. And if you don't want to be a part of a nation because you're lost right now, you don't know who you are. You think you're the descendant of a slave. We're not slaves. This is much more far-reaching than you understand. This is you understanding that there are only so many nations in the earth, and you can't seem to identify with one of them because in the waters have been muddled to make you believe in estranged salvation through religions that have been set up by Satan to confuse the people and to keep a people from coming into the knowledge of self, being created in the image of the Most High, a higher, the great I am that I am. And we can only reconnect with him by coming back to his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. So we look at the precepts to help us to better understand and make it relevant in our times. Exodus 20 and 8 says, remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. That's within the Ten Commandments, that we are to remember the Sabbath day. Remember it and keep it holy. The ninth verse says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. 10 says, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Let's be clear, not the first day, not the third day, not every other day, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Most High, thy Ahaya. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, or thy daughters, thy manservants, thy maidservants, the cattle, or the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Most High made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Most High blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart. So what you need to understand that this is the day that is blessed. Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is a day that is blessed by the Most High. Now, let me point out something. I understand that we are in this captivity, and because of Christ and him taking on the curse of the law, we have grace and mercy. So therefore, there are things that the Most High understands. We have a lot of people that refuse to work on this day, and you can actually see their spine coming through their stomach. The scripture says if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. Well, Mike, if you're not working, you don't have money to buy food. And that's not wisdom. The Most High wouldn't have it that way. Is he the provider? Yes, he is. He is Jireh. He is a provider. But if you have the wherewithal and the means, because we're up under grace, you have the ability to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. If you have to work, that doesn't mean that you have to still go and participate in the marketplaces and exchange money with the other nations. No, we don't do that. This is a time of study. studying of the scriptures, of remembrance of the Most High, and resting your mind from worries of this life. So although some of you may have to work, because there's been many discussions and arguments about should you work, I'm not working, you know, the holier than thou who are self-righteous. But I have had to work, and I have a responsibility given to me by the Most High to take care of me and mine. And I cannot win them by having us all sitting up here being without, because he is my provider. It is not the job. So if he made provision for me to have that in order to survive, then I utilize my means in order to be able to bless Israel, not just my immediate family. So in cases like that, what I want to point out to you, many of you that have to work, you understand this is a day where you can take your Bible to work, not listen to the radio, not get into idle conversation with your coworkers. Like I said, not exchange money in the marketplaces, take your sandwich, take your little juices to work, and to listen to songs maybe that encourage you and exhort you, to give to those who are without, to pass out information about who we are as a people and awaken our people, but just make sure you're not seeking your own pleasure. So this is the most important thing that we want to know, that this is a day that's set aside. It's Kodesh. It's set apart. And if it's been blessed, you want to bask in the blessings. There's something about a Saturday morning that most people don't understand. Everybody always wants to get up and go do something exciting to the drive, but they don't understand. It's because what you feel in the atmosphere is the blessing from the Most High. It's not a day of drudgery like most people would say Monday is, Monday morning, having to get up on Monday, where there's a whole different atmosphere, totally different feeling. Or even in the middle of the week, there's something about Saturday that is refreshing to all people. This is what it is. It has been set aside by the Most High and blessed. But he expects his people to recognize it and refrain from doing certain things. And that is the responsibility that we have. And those are the things that we talk about. Because those are, that is a part of the commandments. Within the commandments, we also look at the fact of the importance of keeping these commandments. I admonish you, or warn you even so much to say that don't tell people that the commandments are done away with. You put yourself in danger of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the commandments run synonymous because of the Word, and the Word being given by the Spirit. And he said that blasphemy is unforgivable. We're going to get into that a little bit later about the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, it also being wisdom, it being her and an effeminate spirit, and that to blaspheme her is death. And he said, I give my spirit to those who keep my commandments as well. Let's look at Revelations 14 and 12. Revelations 14 and 12, for those of you who still have problems with the commandments, I want you to hear something. This is Christ and his people during the return. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of the Most High and faith in Yeshua, who you call Jesus. So what it is those that were in the wilderness, in heaven, having been redeemed, he points out this is the patience of the ones that did keep the saints. Did you know that there's only going to be a remnant that's going to make it? That's why it said narrow is the way and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Why would you want to be doing something that everybody else is doing? Everyone in the world calls himself a Christian and does whatever the hell they want to do and abuse all of this mercy and grace, because they haven't truly turned to the commandments. And that's why right here it points out, here is the patience of the saints, the patience in those that kept the faith, kept the commandments, and kept believing. These were the ones that are standing by Christ. These were the ones that were with Christ. This is something we need to take notice of, because first of all, let's look at saints. He said, here's the patience of the saints. Who were the saints? Well, in the Apocrypha, in the book of Tobit 8:4, it says that the children, that we are the children of the saints. That was pointed out in the book of Tobit, that we are the children of the saints. I admonish you to get the New King James. I won't say the new, that there's been a 400th anniversary re-release of the King James 1611 Bible, and it's something all of you should have within your studies because it has the books that were taken out, 14 books that were taken out of the Bible. So listen, there are some scriptures. Tobit 8:5, for we are the children of saints, and we must not be joined together like heathens that know not the Most High. It was one of the precepts for Revelations 14 and 12. Also Psalms 148 and 14. Let's look at that. If you want to know who the saints that had patience were. Psalms 148 and 14. He also, meaning the Most High, exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Most High. So he points out here that all of the saints are the children of Israel, and that would be the scattered 12 tribes of Israel. So some of you don't want to be Old Testament saints. Some of you don't just want to be New Testament. And some of you don't even want to believe in Christ. So what do you do with Revelations 14 and 12? I'm going to read it again. Here's the patience of the saints. And we pointed out that the saints are the children of Israel, the ones that overcome and that kept the patience, that were patient and that kept the faith. Here are they that keep the commandments of Ahiah, and the faith of Yeshua HaMashiach. So the ones that don't believe in Christ, that's not you. The ones that say the commandments are done away with, that's not you. And the ones that turn back into the world, that's not you. So there's a consistency and a discipline of oneself to be a disciple and keep these commandments. You've got to have something to conform to and to adhere your life to and put some restraints upon yourself. This is why once you begin to follow these commandments, he gives you the Holy Spirit to begin to help you. Not this old Bacchus spirit that you see in these churches where these people are foaming at the mouth and spitting. I come from that. I saw it where people rolled in the ground. As soon as they got up off the ground, they were fighting and doing everything else that they used to do. There was no transformation in these people. That was a demon. Foolishness, madness, that was a demon. Here you got somebody standing in front of him like he's a magician, and he's pumping them up and telling them, here we go, you ready, like he's getting ready to put something in him. And the scripture says, lay hands on no man suddenly. And the main one laying hands on these people probably just got through fornicating or was in adultery the night before, but suddenly he's got some type of anointing. Now, what he has is a demon spirit. And what you saw was the worship of Bacchus, something that was done in these Greek temples where there was harlots and sensuousness and music being played to stir up the emotions of the people. And then after the emotions were stirred up, they'd have great orgies. And they'd get all worked up. And you see this in your Christian church when the music gets stirred up, everybody gets riled up, and they'll say that somebody's catching the Holy Ghost. That never made sense to me. You don't catch the Holy Ghost. You come to the commandments, and the Father gives you his spirit. He breathes upon you. He's already breathed in you, but you've got to discipline yourself and kill your flesh by coming into the way that he's created for a nation of people so that we could be set apart and above every nation and be close to him. Because of our praises, he created us for him, but he expects us, the onus is upon us, to adhere to his laws. Now, come on, you follow the laws of the United States in this captivity, and you fear them more than you fear the Most High? Fear of the Most High is the beginning of wisdom. And if you want wisdom, you will adhere to what he said you should do. So nevertheless, this spirit comes to the saints in keeping the commandments, and I can't stress that enough. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28 and 1. We'll talk about these commandments. Deuteronomy 28 and 1. Deuteronomy 28 and 1 says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently," let me hold it right there, diligently is shama, it's 8085 in your Hebrew Strongs, and that means to listen with intelligence and listen with intellect, because you can listen and not pay attention and be like, okay, whatever, but there's a big difference in listening with some intelligence and trying to discern what's being said to you and being intent upon hearing what's being said. So he's saying, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Most High Ahaya, to observe," which is what we're doing on the Shabbat, "and to do all his commandments." And there's the biggest difference right there. You can hear these things, and we have many people that listen to these broadcasts and these camps. You're observing to see what's happening because you know people are awakening. You're trying to observe this thing, but you're stuck in the traditions of man and vain ideologies, these beliefs. You're stuck with the theologians. You're stuck on theology school and seminary. You're stuck on paths of this and paths of that. And you just can't seem to break away from traditions because it makes you uncomfortable to be one who stands up for something and sets yourself apart and becomes Kodesh. You'd rather be with the crowd, what's popular, because that makes sense to you. You don't even have the spirit of being a forerunner, or being like a John the Baptist, or being one who will be bold enough to say that what we've been doing is not right. So if you will observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Most High, thy God, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So many things I want to say about that, because these nations, other nations, who have their own religion, their own God that they worship, they know who we are more than we know who we are. And they don't want us to come to these commandments and understand it. So they make us the spectacles of the earth, and they parade us around as buffoons, put us out there as sports and give us contracts and say, dance, sing, entertain us, but don't you ever think that you're a better nation than us. The United Nations works against the children of Israel to make sure that we are so-called minority when we're actually the majority, and to keep us down and keep us from coming into the knowledge of self and who we are, because it makes it clear right here that if we do, he will set us on high above all nations of the earth. And there are many nations. We call it race now. We're talking about the race wars that might be impending. But what it is that a lot of people say that they're pushing us into this. But no, that nothing happens without the Most High's control, and that a lot of these things have been prophesied. And so we're watching prophetic events. We're living in exciting times because the Bible is unfolding in our eyes. But nevertheless, races are the nations that are referred to in the scriptures. And it will be nation against nation. But in order for us to rise as a nation, we have to come back to the commandments. And once we come back to the commandments, then we'll begin to see our help come. Because right now we don't have an army that will fight for us, or someone that will buy us, or someone that will defend us or protect us. And we wonder why these things happen to us. But your protection and understanding and being set on high is you coming back to your culture and back to your nation by understanding these commandments, not just observing, as Deuteronomy 28 and 1 says, but to observe and do. Now, I know it's hard to get all 613 laws and commandments in. That's why we all come together on the Shabbat. We listen to all the lessons in camps. A lot of people tell you, don't listen to this, don't listen to that. But, you know, the people went to the synagogue every Shabbat because it was hard to retain all 613. And every time they learned of them, they were conforming more and more and changing their lives to fit because they wanted to know, what do I do in this situation? What did the Most High say for me to do about this situation? How do I handle it? And the elders in the different areas and camps would make sure that the laws were enforced as far as judging certain situations amongst our people. And this is what we have to come back to. We do need our elders. You got people out there laughing at the elders and the camps. The people on Facebook or Blog Talk. We're using all the mediums that we have available to us. And know that the Most High is in control of every medium. We're using every medium we have available to us to connect with our people and awaken them. Because that is our responsibility right now in this hour, to awaken the 12 tribes of Israel so that we'll stop observing from afar. I remember when people started waking up slowly in New York some 30 years ago. They'd watch the brothers on the streets preaching, but they were just observing and wondering and scratching their heads. And I'm starting to see now that more people are really starting to understand. But with your understanding comes responsibility, as Deuteronomy 28:1 says, to observe and to do all his commandments. So when he says all, we're talking about over 613. And some of you are still working on the 10, and I commend you for that. Because if this is why some years ago the nation tried to take the 10 away from all buildings. They did not want this in your face because this was empowering you. Because if you begin to live by this, you begin to see changes in your life. Not the changes that these Christian churches and these crazy pastors from other nations who are trying to teach a Bible that is not for them. Let me tell you something. You cannot teach this scripture unless you're an Israelite. So let the preachers preach, let the teachers teach. This book is for the Israelites to the Israelites. And if you want to be a part of this and you're another nation, you have to follow up and follow these laws and get in line. But nevertheless, I won't get into that because he that has led into captivity shall be put into captivity. But nevertheless, it's not about them and they tell you that you have to do these things and sow this seed and pay this offering and you're going to get this blessing. No, your blessing comes in you keeping the commandments, which is why our government began to pull the Ten Commandments up out of your face and at the same time had the nerve to put up the Georgia Guidestones, which is sacrilege, which was Satan's Ten Commandments, trying to let us know what they were going to do to us and what's coming upon us. Understand that Satan and this government and all your government officials are sold out to Satan. They worship Satan for their power. They try and put fear in our hearts because fear will keep you from coming to these commandments because it takes faith to be able to stand in these commandments. It takes faith to be able to follow these commandments and trust it and to change your life and to say, I'm going to keep this Sabbath and I'm going to stand on it. It takes all of those things. I have so many other things I wanted to get into today. I really wanted to get into Proverbs 7, 8, 9, the importance of how keeping the commandments brings the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is, that wisdom. She's a feminine spirit. And in those chapters, it talks about how she was with the Most High when he created the heavens and the earth by his side. But in that chapter, it also talks about how the feminine spirit said to ignore her or to blaspheme her or curse her is death. So we need that spirit to help lead us and guide us in these commandments and guide us in the earth. Listen, I hate that I got to go so soon. I'm Elder V, and I want to let you know that the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey and not a destination. Shabbat Shalom. Keep preaching and teaching and enjoy your Sabbath.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Out. him my last in hand. And if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space. With your gun, Mr. Philip, with your bomb.